Today's daf is daf Lamed Aled. We will begin on the third line at the Mishnah. If somebody says while davening, the good ones should bless you, this is considered apikorsis, because he's implying that only good people should participate in praising Hashem, where we know that, as we will learn in today's shir, actually, that Hashem wants the tefillahs of everybody. The Rif and Rosh remove this line from the Mishnah, and that's why it's found in parentheses. Begins the Mishnah. Ha'ivil fnei teva v'tah. If somebody is leading the davening, somebody's the shliach tzibur, and he made a mistake. Let's say he skipped one of the brachas, and when he realized that he made a mistake, he wasn't able to resume where he had left off. Now, what's the best thing is, the person made a mistake, he should correct himself. But here we're dealing with a situation where the person got confused and he's unable to go back to tefillah. Says the Mishnah, Yava Achav Tachtov. So somebody else should take his place in that time. V'lo Yisavim by Sishah. Even though, as we will learn in Gemara, generally somebody should not be overly eager to be the shliach tzibur. In fact, we're going to learn the halachas under what circumstance, how he should approach being a shliach tzibur. Here, since we're in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, we're in the middle of the Chazaras Hashatz, we have a situation where we have to find a new baal tefillah. Here the halacha is that the person, the substitute, should not be one to refuse at that time. He should immediately go to the Amid. Bechon Maschel, from where in the Chazar Sashat should he begin when he takes over? Betchilas HaBrocha Shetazeh. From the beginning of the Brocha of which the first Shlich Tziva made the mistake. Naramishta speaks about another halacha regarding the Shlich Tziva. We know that there's a mitzvah deraisa of Birchus Kahanim. Birchus Kahanim is at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, between the bracha Atay Shimcha L'Kah No L'Hoidos and Sim Shalom. The Kohanim make a bracha. The Kohanim make a bracha of Asher Kedushanam Tzatzot Tzvonu L'Kedushasa Shel Haran L'Varachas Amo Yisrael Yehava, and then they do Duchening, with the Chazan reading each word of the announcing each word of the Birchus Kohanim before the Kohanim say it. Says the Mishnah, Ayvul Fnei Teva, the one who is the Shlich Tzibah, Lo Yana Amnach Kohanim. The halacha is that after each bracha, there are three brachas in the Birchus Kohanim, after each bracha, the Tzibah says Amen, but the Mishnah says that the Shlich Tzibah should not say Amen. Because by saying Amen, he may become confused and will forget in which bracha he's up to. The Meir Tiruf, because he may get confused. The main Shem Kohen Elhu, if there's no other Kohen in the Tzibur besides the Shlich Tzibur, a Yitzah is Kapov. So then he should not Duchen. Again, for the same reasoning, because he may get confused and he won't be able to complete the Chazar Sashatz. However, when after Chasoi, Shuhu Noises Kapov, if he's certain that he can return to Tfilah, then he is permitted to do duchening, even though he is the shliach tzibur. And the Mishnah Berurah says, today when everybody has sidurim or machsoirim, so the reason for the concern for confusion is much diminished, and that's why today the baal tefillah do daven even if there's a kohen, he can be the baal tefillah. So says the Magen Avraham. Now, the halach is, the Gemara Masechta Sota says, that a Kohen who remains in his place and does not go up to the Duchen to bench Birchus Kohanim violates three mitzvahs. He violates the mitzvah of Kos Vorchus Bnei Yisrael, he violates the mitzvah of Om Elohim, and he violates the mitzvah of Som Shmi. So now we have to understand. Now, our Mishnah says, a Kohen who's a Shlich Tzibur is exempt from saying Birchas Kohanim just because of the possibility that he may get confused. But the question is obvious. Why should the possibility of confusion in saying Chazar Sashatz override the mitzvah manatara, the three mitzvahs manatara of Birchas Kohanim? So the Rosh answers that the Torah says, Emor lahem, tell the Kohanim to do Birchas Kohanim. So the only time a Kohen has the obligation to do Birchas Kohanim is when he is told, any Kohen has the obligation to do Birchas Kohanim, he only has that obligation when he's told to do so, Emor lahem. So accordingly, in the Shlich Tzibur Kohen abstains from Birchas Kohanim because there's no other Kohanim as our Mishnah is talking about, so he's not in violation of Adam Mitzvah because they're not going to announce Kohanim, and he would not be over the Mitzvah. Interestingly, because of this, the Agos Mamni says that let's say somebody did announce Kohanim even though the Shlich Tzibur is the only Kohen in the Shul, there he would be obligated min haTorah to recite Birchas Kohanim despite the possibility of confusion. The Yeshus Yankiv quotes Rebbeinu Peretz, who says that the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim only takes effect if there are a minimum of two Kohanim present. And he says it because that's what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says, Emor lahem, tell them. The minimum of them, the minimum of plural is two people. But Amish is talking to a case where there's only one Kohen present in the shul. So therefore, since those no mitzvahs are say midorais in this situation to say Birchas Kohanim, the concern about possible confusion takes precedence over the mitzvah Birchas Kohanim because there's no mitzvah in our Torah in this situation. Now, our Mishnah is talking about the case where the Shlich Tzibur is the only Kohen in the shul and discusses what should he do with the concern of confusion. What's going to be the halacha if the Shlich Tzibur is a Kohen, but there are other Kohanim in the shul? The Shulchan Aruch says from the Ram Rattenberg that when there are other Kohanim in the shul, then the Shlich Tzibur should not perform Birchas Kohanim, because we'll be yotze the mitzvah, we'll get the bracha through other Kohanim. The Yeshus Yankiv takes just the opposite approach. He says the only reason in our Mishnah we allow the concern of confusion to override the mitzvah Birchas Kohanim because there's only one Kohen present, and as we explained from the Yeshua Shaka before, when there's only one Kohen present, we don't have a chiyuv of Birchas Kohanim midoraisa. However, when there's more than one Kohen present, so therefore the chiyuv Birchas Kohanim is midoraisa, there certainly the Kohen should participate in the Birchas Kohanim and not miss the three mitzvahs daraisa. Also from here we see that, and the Paiskim discussed this, should the Shlich Tzibur be the one to announce Kohanim? Because it's one thing, the actual mitzvah of the Birchas Kohanim, which is part of the Shemoneh Esrei, but announcing the word Kohanim may be a hefsek, and that's why there's a minig in many places that it's not the Shlich Tzibur himself who announces the Kohanim, somebody else announces the Kohanim, and the announcing of the Kohanim, according to Rosh, is a crucial part of the mitzvah, because Emor lahem requires that they should be told to go up to do the mitzvah, which would mean that they have to make, the announcement should be made, but it should not necessarily be made by the Shlich Tzibur. Tan Rabbanim. So the Gemara begins. We learned in the Braisa, Oivel of Neiteva, the Shlich Tzibur, who's asked to be the Chazin, Tzorach Lasarif, should first refuse the honor. Vim Eina Masarif, and if he doesn't refuse, it's like a cooked food that doesn't have salt. It's missing the taste. Here too, the Shlich Tzibur didn't act properly. He should have refused. However, on the other hand, the Masav Yois Midai, if he refuses too much, here it's already like a cooked food that has too much salt. That's already overdoing it. So Ketzai, so what should he do? Pam Rishoni Yisarev, the first time he should refuse. Shneini Mahavev, the second time he should start to go, but not really go. Shlishit, the third time he's asked to dam from it, Paisit as Raglav Yared, he should immediately go to the Amid. Tanu Rabbanan, and the Brayse Taka says, Shloi Sherubin Kasha, Meyutin Yofa. There are three things that are too much is not good, but a greater moderation. Veilin Tsor, yeast. You put yeast in the dough. If you put in too much yeast, it'll just ruin the dough. Umelach, too much salt. Also, what makes the food too salty. And the Sarbonis, the refusal that we just learned, too much refusal is not nice, a little refusal is perfect. However, the Pais can say that all this is only said by a Shlich Tzibur who is not a Shlich Tzibur Kavu, not like a Chazan of a Shul. So there, proper Derech Eretz requires that he do as we just learned in the Gemara. However, if it's a Shlich Tzibur Kavu, there is no such halacha. The other thing that the Paiskim say is that this halacha only applies when we're talking, when the person requesting you to go to the Amid is a regular person. But if the person requesting you to go to the Amid is an Adam Gadol, it is inappropriate to refuse an Adam Gadol, and therefore you should immediately go to the Amid. Om Rav Huna. So Rav Huna says, Tov v'shal shushaynis. If somebody made a mistake in one of the first three brachos of Shemoneh Esrei, he goes back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Because all three of these brachas are considered one bracha. Bemtzios, if he made a mistake in one of the middle brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, chayzlat tachaynen. He goes back tat tachaynen. Because according to Rav Huna, all the middle brachas are considered one long bracha. Brachroinus, and if he made a mistake in the last set of brachas, chayz l'avayit, he goes back to Ritzei, because that is also considered one group. Ravasi Amar, Ravasi says, Emtsoyis Einlim Seda. The middle brachas have no order, and if skipped one of them, he doesn't have to go back. He could go, there's no order. Now, Rashi explains Ravasi. The Rav Asi holds that these brachas are independent of each other to the degree that the sequence in which they are recited is not critical at all. Therefore, if he made a mistake, he could say whatever bracha he wants whenever he realizes the mistake. According to that, Masa Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes asked the following question. It says, Meichonu Chayzer, from where, if a Baal Tefillah made a mistake, where should he go back to? So the Gemara says, Metchilas HaBrach Shetaba. He goes back to the beginning of the bracha that he made a mistake. So Rashi explains, as Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the Gilui Nashas points out, the Rav Asi is certainly not going to work with this brisa. Because according to Rav Asi, it doesn't make a difference where you realize you made a mistake. However, the question is, will this not work with Rav Huna either? Seemingly, it doesn't work with Rav Huna either, to Yiftu Rav Huna. Because according to Rav Huna, you have to go back to the beginning. And here it says you only go back to where you made a mistake. So again, according to Rashi, Rav Asi certainly doesn't work with this price, because Rav Asi says it doesn't make a difference, just say the bracha where you realize it. And the Gemara is assuming, says Rashi, that this price doesn't even work with Rav Huna, because according to Rav Huna, you go back to Tato Chayinim, and from this price, it seems you only go back to where you made the mistake. Amar, like Rav Huna said that this price is not a question according to me. Because all the middle brachas I consider one long bracha, and that's what the Braisa meant, mitchil sa bracha shtaba, because you have to go back to the beginning, because they're all considered one bracha. That Taisus disagrees, and Taisus says that what Rav Asi also meant was, and Tzoyis Elam Seder means that you don't have to go back to the after Chaynin, but Rav Asi would certainly agree that you have to go back to where you made the mistake, which is the halach l'maisa, that if a mistake is made, you don't go back to the beginning, in the middle brachas, you don't go back to after Chaynin, you go back to the bracha you made a mistake, but to back to that bracha, don't just insert that bracha wherever you are. It's also important to note, it said in the braisa that we just learned, that b'achroinus, in the Gemara we just learned, b'achroinus chayzel avoida. If somebody made a mistake in the end, the last set of brachas, he goes back to avoida, which is ritzei. So if it comes out that somebody, let's say, forgot yalav yavoi, and he realizes he's forgot Yalav Yavoi before he finished Shemoneh Esrei, where Allah is, he doesn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, he goes back to Avodah, the right thing to do is to go back to Ritzei. Amar of Yehuda. A person should never ask Hashem for his own needs during the first three brachas, v'loy b'shal shachroinus, not during the last three brachas, ela b'mtsoyus, only during the middle brachas. Dom Rav Chanina, because Rav Chanina said, b'shoinus doim el'evich m'sadish shivcha lefnei rabbi, the first set of brachas are like a servant who first, before he's going to ask his master for something, praises him. M'tsoyus doim el'evich v'akish pras m'rabbi, the middle set is where he actually makes the requests. The last group is as if he already got what he asked for. He takes what he got. He thanks Hashem and he goes. So the right place is in the middle, not at the beginning to end. However, Tosfos points out that this is only the tzrochim of a person, individual. However, if it's a tzorchei tzibur, the whole community, that could be said even Gimel Rishonis and Gimel Achronis, and that's why we say during the Seder Shemei Tshuva, Micha Micha Avraham Rachman, and Zecheinu L'Chaim, even during the Gimel Rishonis, and that's why we say Yal V'Yavoy on Rosh Chodesh and on Chol HaMoed, and we say B'Sefer Chaim, Uksoy V'Chaim, in the Gimel Achronis, because they are Tefillah of the Tzibur. Tan Rabbanan, the Gemara quotes a Braisa. There's a story where there was one Talmud who became the Shliach Tzibur in front of Rebbe Elezer. And he davened too long. So his Talmidim told him, Rebbeinu kam aknaza, look how long this person is schlepping. Is he doing it longer than Moshe Rabbeinu? Because it says regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, I say, that after Klai Yisrael did the Chetel Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu says he davened to Hashem for 40 days and 40 nights. So there's nothing wrong with davening long. There's another story where Talmud davened, who was the Shliach Tzibur in front of Rebbe Elezer, and he was said a very abbreviated tefillah. Look how quick he makes it. Is he shorter than Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah? The ksiv, that when Miriam became Mitzaras, all he said was five words, Kael na refanala, please Hashem heal her. And the Shamat Siona Balocha explains what is the right thing, when is a person supposed to daven long, and when it's supposed to daven short. So he says, when you're davening for gashmis to good things, he says, this Gemara gives us the lesson. When somebody's davening for gashmis to good things, like when Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for Miriam's refuah, so he davened short. When he was davening for ruchnias, for Klai Yisrael to have slicha kapara, to come back to the Madregan ruchnias, he davened long. Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chizda, Kol Vakash Rak Mechaveroi, if somebody is davening on behalf of his chaver, he does not need to mention his name when he davens on his behalf. Shenema, because Moshe Rabbeinu was davening on behalf of Miriam, and he said, Kel na refon alo. He davened Hashem should heal her without mentioning her name. However, the Pais can bring down that this is only when you're davening in the presence of the person for when somebody's davening, like Moshe was davening for Miriam in Miriam's presence. But if the person you're davening for is not with you, then you should mention his name. Not only should you mention that person's name, but the minig is that you should mention the person and his mother's name. Why his mother's name? Because everybody's sure who the mother is. On the father, we assume we know who it is, but we certainly know on the mother. When we come to asking for somebody for refuah, we want to be 1,000% sure. So use the mother's name. We don't want to rely on any sfeikas, because by refuah, we don't, when it comes to healing a person's refuah, a person's health, we don't rely on sfeikas. Also, because the Gemara Masechta Nida says that the mother is the one that provides to the child most of the gashmias, most of the body. So if we're damning for a refuah of the body, we should mention the mother's name. Tana Rabbanan. So we learn another brayse. These are the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei where a person bows. The avos, during the first bracha, we start the Shemoneh Esrei bowing, and then we bow down again, Barakat Hashem Magen Avraham, Tchila V'Soif, the beginning and the end. B'Hidah, at the end, when we say the bracha of thanking Hashem, Tchila V'Soif, we bow down by Maidim, and then we bow down again, by Barakat Hashem, Hatav Shemcha Nechal Elohai L'Hoidus. Says the Braisa, V'Mbala Suach B'Soif Ka Bracha Bracha, if somebody wants to bow down at the end of every bracha, or betchilas ka bracha bracha, or at the beginning of every bracha, melanda ma'isoy shlo yitzcha. We tell him not to do it. And Tosfos explains for two reasons. One thing is, if Chazal told us to do something, it's important to follow what Chazal said, not to do more or not to do less. And also Tosfos says, it looks like you're better or smarter than what Chazal said. We're supposed to do what Chazal told us to do. However, the Shulchan Aruch does bring down the minig that a lot of people did bow down during all of the davening B'Shon Yom Kippur, but of course they're supposed to be careful to get up by every bracha, based on Al Gemara, that you're only supposed to bow down at the brachas Chazal told us to bow down at. And furthermore, the Paiskim say that even B'Shon Yom Kippur, if you're middle of bowing down by bracha, you're supposed to bow down, like Barakat Hashem Magen Avraham, you should get up before you say the bracha and bow down again to show you that you're bowing here, because Chazal told us to bow here. Amar Shem and Pazi Amar Shem and Levi Shem Kapara. Hedyut Kamar Shem Arnu. An ordinary person should act as we just said regarding bowing down. However, Kohen Gadol, B'Soif Ka Bracha Bracha. A Kohen Gadol bows down at the end of every bracha, because the higher he is, the more chashav he is, the more he has to humble himself before Hashem. The Melech, who's even higher, and we want to again stress that he humbles himself before Hashem, Tchilas Ka Bracha Bracha, he bows down at the beginning of every bracha, B'Soif Ka Bracha Bracha, at the end of every bracha. Amar Yitzvah Neini. The day Mefarsh Leminei Rav Shuman Levi, it was explained to me in the name of Rav Shuman Levi. Hadyot Kamar Shemarnu. An ordinary person should act like we just explained. Kohen Gadol Tchil Ka Bracha Bracha, the Kohen Gadol at the beginning of every bracha, and certainly at the end of every bracha, and a Melech Kim Shukara, Melech, once he bows down, Shuvah Nizakav, he does not straighten himself up until he finishes davening. Shnemar, Vihi Chachloi Shleim L'Spalu, only when Shleim finished davening, come Mefnei Mizbeach Hashem, he got up from the Mizbeach Hashem, the cry of Baka from kneeling on his knees. So since the Gemara just spoke about davening and leaning down, so the Gemara continues for a moment discussing various different types of bowing that we find in Tanakh. Tan Rabbanan, Kida, when it says the language Kida, it means Alapayim. He bows down on his face. Shinemar, as we find, it says a Tikait Basheva Apayim Oretz. Basheva bow down on a face to the ground. So the face to the ground is Kida. Kriya, when it says Kriya, means Alberkayim. It should be on the knees. Shinemar, as we just learned the Pasuk, Mechroya Albrokov. From kneeling on his knees. Hashtachava, when it says Hashtachava, Zupishish Daim V'Raglayim, it means completely extending his arms and feet and prostrating himself on the ground. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, by Yaakov Avinu talking to Yosef, Hava Nova Ani V'Imcha V'Achacha, will I and your mother and your brothers, V'Shtachavas L'Chartza, to bow down on the ground flat. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chiya B'Rei Rav Huna, Rav Chiya B'Rei Rav Huna said, Chazinu L'Abaye V'Rava, I saw Abaye V'Rava, when they said Tachnun, after Shemoneh Esrei, the Matzleh Tzluy, they leaned on their side. And the Gemara explains that why did they do that? They didn't lay down flat. Because the Gemara says in Masechet Megillah that a prominent person should not fall on his face to say Tachnun unless he's confident that his tefillah will definitely be answered. Because otherwise it looks very bad that a person bowed down on his face, especially a choshev person, and then he wasn't answered. And that is our minig. That our minig is that we don't fall on the ground. We only fall on put our hand on our head on our hand, and we shouldn't put our head directly on a hand. Rather, there should be some sort of a beged in on the hand. A shachris, where we're wearing tefillin on the left hand, so we should do tachna on the right hand. And by mincha, when we're not wearing tefillin, then we do tachnun, we go down tachnun on the left hand. Also, the minig is not to go down, even on the hand, in a place where there is no sefer Torah. Also, the minig is the l'chatchila person should not say tachnun when he's putting his head down on his hand. In a standing position, he should only do it standing, he should only do it sitting. When there's no sefer Torah, he should not put his head down. However, the minhag is in Yerushalayim, because of the kedusha of Yerushalayim, all of Yerushalayim is considered a makom kadosh, and there's no requirement for sefer Torah. Tani chado. So the Gemara continues. We learned that one brisa had kareya b'hayda. If somebody bows down by the brach of hayda, raise him a shibach, that it's praiseworthy. But yet the tani yidach does another brisa, raise him a guna, that it's not nice. Answers the Gemara lo kasha. The brisa that says that you should bow down habetchilas at the beginning of haidah halab soif, the brisa which says you shouldn't do it is talking at the end of the bracha. However, the Gemara says Rava karbet haidah tchilah b'soif. Rava bow down at the beginning and the end. Amalei Rabbanon. So Rabbanon said to him, Amai ka'over marhachi. Why do you do this? Amalehu. So he answered them, Chazin l'Rav Hana. Rav Nachman, I saw Rav Nachman the Kara that he acted this way. The Chazin Rav Shesh the Kaver Haki, and I saw Rav Shesh that did the same thing. So I'm just following what I saw by my rabbis. Ask the Gemara, Batanya Kareya, by Da Reza Meguna. Then we just learned that somebody that bows down by Hada, it's not nice. So how are you doing it? Answers the Gemara, Hahi by Dosh Bahal. What that price was referring to was when somebody saying Hoydul Hashem Kitov Kolam Chazdoi by Hallel. Hallel is a different type of Hoydah. It's not a Hoydah of thanksgiving. It's not a Hoydah of accepting Hashem's master, being our master. And therefore, it's inappropriate there to bow down. Ask the Gemara, how could you say Hoydah in this Brisa? Means Hallel, but Tanya, there's another brisa that says Hakarei b'Hoydah. If somebody bows down by Hoydah shall Hallel raise a Meguna. So obviously, the first Hoydah does not mean Hallel; it means Tefila. So you see from this brisa, because they mentioned Hallel and Hoydah separately, so you see that again, Hoydah seemingly means by Tefila that you should not bow down. And says Gemara, Ki Tanya hi b'Hoydah de Birchas Hamazon. The second bracha of Birchas Hamazon begins Noida L'cha, and that's where we shouldn't bow down. But in tefillah, and that is the halacha, that is the minig, and that's the halacha, we do bow down at the beginning of Maidah, and again by l'cha, at the bracha of Tov Shemach L'cha Nel Haidus. Continues the Gemara, Mispol V'tah, if somebody damned and made a mistake, Simon Raloi, it's a bad sign for him. V'n Shliach Tzibur Hu, if it's a Shliach Tzibur, Simon Raloi Sholchav, it's a bad simon for the entire congregation that sent him to represent them. Because a person's shliach, a person's agent is like himself. So if this happened to the shliach, it's a bad sign for the entire tzibur. Amar Lava Rav Chanina Medoisa. They said regarding Rav Chanina Medoisa, Shemispala Cholim. After he davened for a sick person, he would say, he would say, this one will live, and this one will not live. So the Ben Yoyada says that he did not actually say in that many words that the person would die. Just he had the feeling what's going to be the end. Why? Amaloi Meninat Yedeya. So they asked him, how do you know what's going to be? Amlem. If Shigurasat philosophy, if my tefillah is fluent, Yedeya Nishimakubal, I know my tefillah is answered, and the person will be alright. But if I see that my tefillah wasn't fluent, I know that my tefillah has been rejected, and that's why the person I was davening on his behalf is in trouble. The Farshim say that this is the makar for halacha, that if somebody, chas v'shalom, drops his tefillin, he should fast, but only he fasts. But if the shliach tzibur drops the sefer Torah, chas v'shalom, the entire tzibur is supposed to fast that was in the shul when the sefer Torah was dropped. Why? Because again, the person who wraps his tefillin is his own individual. So his own individual has to daven and has to fast that something bad happened to him. But if the tzibur, the tzibur holding sefer Torah, who's representing the old tzibur, so again, it's a simin rab, because shluach hashalodim kamaisai, as we just learned in the Mishnah, so it's a bad sign for the whole tzibur, and that's why the whole tzibur has to fast. Now, the Mishnah began, hamaspal v'ta, simin rabbi. So the Mishnah, the Gemara wants to know, hi, which of the brachas of the Shemana Esrei are we referring to? We're referring to the first brachas of the Shemana Esrei Avos, which there it's a bad sign if somebody made a mistake. Some say that Rav Chiya's statement is referring to the Braisa. It says in the Braisa, Hamspalu Tzor Shichal and Libes Bekulan. Somebody davens should have concentration on the davens. If he can have kavana, he should at least have kavana in one. So Rav Safra said the name of one of the Rebbeim, but Avos. Where does it mean that he has to have concentration? It's at least in Avos. Their concentration is important. So there's a famous word from Chaim Brisker. He says that there are two types of concentration. There's one concentration of Pirush Hamilas, meaning understanding the meaning of the words. Although it's the right thing to understand all the words in all of tefillah, it's crucial in the first tefillah, in the first brachas. But there's another type of kavana. That's a kavana to know that somebody's standing in front of Hashem, which is basic to tefillah. And according to Reb Chaim, any bracha that's said without such awareness, you're not yoytz the bracha. However, we know that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that nowadays, if somebody davens and he doesn't have kavana by others, we do not repeat the tefillah, because our kavana is never that great, even in the later tefillahs either, so there's no point in repeating it. However, the Bi'alacha does bring down an interesting shaila. He says, let's say somebody began Shemana Esrei and he finishes up to Magen Avraham, and he realizes that he didn't have kavana. He realizes that he did not have kavana. So Bi'alacha says, continuing Shemana Esrei, when he knows that he didn't have kavana ba'avos, which we just learned is crucial, what is inappropriate. So what should he do? He should just stand there and wait, the Bi'alacha says, until the chazan begins the shliach tzibur, and he should say along with the shliach tzibur, word by word, with the proper kavana. Continues the Gemara, Amar Lav Rav Chanina. We spoke about Chanina, who, when he would daven for sick, he would know what will happen. Nalimili, where do we find such a concept in Tanakh? Amar Yishu ben Levi, the Amar Kro. There's a pasuk in Yeshayahu. Bari nivs fosayim, Hakshem creates the utterance of our lips. Shalom shalom l'rochak l'karev, peace, peace, for those that are far and those are near. Amar Hashem, Hashem says, v'ru fa'isiv, and I will heal him. So, l'rochak b'reisha, first, when somebody is boire, so the Gemara is explaining, Rashi explains, when somebody says boire, and he's sure what he says, then there will be peace and healing for the person he davened behalf of. All of the nevuah we find in Tanakh that will happen, the wonderful things that will happen to people, those rewards only for somebody who marries his off his daughter to a Talmid Chacham, or somebody who helps a Talmid Chacham and does business with Talmud Chacham, or Mahana Talmud Chacham in the Chosaf, or somebody who benefits a Talmud Chacham from his possessions. Avot Chamid Chacham Atzmam. But what about the person who actually learns? Ayin LeRos Olakim Zulscha. Nobody, no eye except yours, Hashem, has seen Yaslam Chakle what Hashem will do for those that await Him, for those that do tshuva, those that actually learn Torah. However, the Mepharshim say that this is only if somebody gives tzedakah Talmud Chacham. But if somebody makes a partnership with a Talmud Chacham, like we have Yisachar and Zvulun, that Zvulun supported Yisachar and was a partner in his learning, that Toimech Torah, that person who supports Torah, has the same degree of schar as the Talmud Chacham himself. All the Nevi'im only spoke about their rewards will be by Mois Mashiach. Avalon Haba, which will be after Mashiach, Ayin Lerosel Kim Zeloscha. Nobody besides you, Hashem, has seen that wonderful schar. Upligi the Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan is disagreeing with what Shmuel said. For Shmuel said, Ein ben olam hazel mois Mashiach, el shem machs miyad. There is no difference between this world and the time of Mashiach, time before Olam Haba, that only that we won't be under the rule of foreign kingdom. Could the pasuk says that poor will not cease from the land? That means when Mashiach comes, according to Shmuel, the natural laws and even the basic society that we're used to will not change. What's going to change? It's only going to change in Olam Haba. All the Nevi'im only said Nevuah for Baal Tshuva. Somebody who did an Aveira and did Tshuva, did it on his Aveira. Avot Tzadik and Gemurim, somebody who never did an Aveira, Ayin Lo Ra'as Elokim Zusecha. Such a person's car, nobody has seen besides Hashem. However, the Gemara says, Opligi de Ravuah. That doesn't agree with what Ravuah said. Dam Ravuah said, Mokum Shabal Tshuva Oimdim, the place where Baal Tshuva stand, Tzadik and Gemurim Ayin Oimdim. Even Tzadik and Gemurim can't stand. Shnema, Shalom, Shalom. Hashem says, peace, peace, L'rochayk, to the one that's far, U'l'kariv, and the one that's near. L'rochayk Reisha, first Hashem extends greetings to the one that's far, further, that had the tshuva, and came close. V'ad L'kariv, and then Hashem greets those that were close all along. And the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva explains why Baal Tshuva is so chashiv. Baal Tshuva is chashiv because it's harder for them. They already did the Aveira and they have to control themselves. The other reason the Mefarshim say is like this, that if a person does Tshuva Mehava, all of his Aveiras become Zachios. All of his Aveiras become Mitzvahs. So therefore the Baal Tshuva is going to get Tzchar both for his Aveiras and for his Mitzvahs. However, the person who is a Tzadik Gomer will only get schar for his mitzvahs. Rabbi Yochanan Malach, my rochayk, what's the definition of rochayk? Shai rochayk mitvar aveir mikara. Somebody who was far from sin always. My karav, karav mishai karal var aveira, he was close to aveira in the sfakat mena hashta. There's a word that the Moina Bracha brings down, that we're reading the parashias now of the Karbonis. The halach is, a karban chatas, a karban asham, which were brought, if somebody did an aveira, had to be eaten in the azara, in the compound of the Beis Hamikdash. However, the karban shlomim, could be eaten all over Yerushalayim. So he says, that's pshanan al gemara. Makan shabal tshuva oimdim, with a bal tshuva stand, the carbon of a Baal Tshuva, carbon chatas, carbon asham, can only be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash, or in the Mishkan, in the Azara. Why? Because since these people did an Aveira once, we need to watch them, to be careful that they shouldn't go back to their old ways. So that's why we're careful to keep them in the confines of the Azara, where we could keep, near the Kedusha, where they shouldn't fall. However, the carbon shlomim, which were brought by the tzaddikim had no reason to bring a carbon chatas, carbon asham, because they didn't do an Aveira. They could eat anywhere in Yerushalayim. They don't need that high level of Kedusha to watch them, because they're tzaddikim gemurah. The Gemara speaks about the infinite reward. My ayin l'rasa, Amr Shemalev is a yayin ha-mishum ba-novav. This is wine, which is kept in the grape, misheshish me'ebreshish. And nobody ever tasted this since Seish Meibreshus. This is, the Mefarshim explained, this is talking about the Sisrei Torah, the hidden parts of Torah that we will only be zoicha to hear the Yimais of Mashiach. This is the place called Eden, Shloi Shalta by Ankleberry, that no living creature ever saw. Ask the Gemara, Shematam Adam Rishon Achin Hayo, where was Adam Rishon? Wasn't he in Eden? Answer the Gemara, began. He was in the Gan. The Shema Taima Hu Gan Hu Eid. Maybe you'll say the Gan and Eden are actually the same place. Tamalayim, the Pasuk says, V'no Yotzme Eden Lahashis is a Gan. The river went from Eden to water the garden. So we see Gan L'chud, Eden L'chud. The two separate places, Gan and Eden. Tarabon. Master Shechol, the Brisa says, Master Shechol, Shechol Benoisha Ragmuel, the son of Ragmuel got sick. Shigishne Tamir Chachom Ezra Bechanin, Ben Doisul Hakishle Brachman. So, Ragmuel sent two Tamidim to Bechanin Ben Doisul to Davin Tashem on behalf of his son. Kimish Roy saw, once he saw him coming, he went to the upper story of his home, or Vikashlov Rachmani Daman and his son. And like the Mashal explains, he probably knew that Rav Gamliel's son was sick, and that's why when Gamliel's Talmidim came, he understood they must be coming for that purpose. When he came down from the attic, Amlam Lechu, you could go home, Shechot Techama, the fever broke. Amlam Vichinovi Ata, so they asked him, are you a Novi? Amlam Loi Novi Anochi Voi Ben Novi Anochi, I'm not a Novi, nor a son of a Novi. But I have, El Kach Mekublani, I have this tradition. If she grows a tefos b'fi, if my tefillah is fluent, b'yidei anushim mekubal, I know that the person will recover. Mimlav, if I see it's not fluent, b'yidei anushim mekubal, I know that my tefillah will reject it. So, and I saw that now, he said that my tefillah was fluent, so obviously I knew he'll be okay. Yoshu v'chosfu, so they sat down and wrote, v'kiv noshashod, these talmidim wrote down exactly at what time, what day and what time this happened. Ukshvatz Gamliel, when they returned to Gamliel, Omelhem, Havoida, Salash and Shvua, Lechisatim Vlayusartim, you have not detracted nor added, Elkacha Yemaisa. This is exactly what happened. But Oishashah, exactly in that time, Chotzachama, his fever broke, the fever of Gamliel's son broke, Vishalanamayim Lishtas, and he asked us for some water to drink. The Shub Ma'aser of Chaninim and Daisu Shalach Lema Torah Tzav Yochim Zakai. Chaninim and Daisu went to learn Torah of Yochim Zakai. The Chol Benoi Shub Benoichim Zakai. And Rabbi Yochim and Naki's son got ill. Omer Loi Chaninim Bani. So Rabbi Yochim Zakai asked Rabbi Chaninim, Beikah Shalav Rachman V'Yichya, damn for him that he shall live. Hinich Rosh Ben Barachov. So Rabbi Chaninim put his head between his knees. Ubeikah Shalav Rachman and he davened. The Chol Yon Itaka was fine. Omer Rabbi Yochim Zakai. So Rabbi Yochim Zakai said, "In Mola Yatech Ben Zakai's Rosh Ben Baruch of Kolayim Kulay, and Ben Zakai left his head between his knees all day long. Lo Yemeshgichem Lav, when the Shemaim they wouldn't pay attention." Amar Lo Ishtoi, so his wife said to him, "Vechi Chanina Gadol Mimcha, is Chanina greater than you?" Amar Lo Lav, no. El Hu Daim Keevel Lefnei Hamelach, he's like a servant before Hashem, who goes and comes freely. And is therefore closer to Hashem. I am like an important person that davens only speaks to the king, to Hashem, about important matters. What Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was really saying, the Ben Yoyada says, Rabbi Chanina was more worthy to have his tefillah answered because of his great modesty. However, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, who was the leader, who was a Nasi, he couldn't act with that kind of modesty. And a Nevis, modesty is the greatest segula for somebody's tefillah to be answered. Don Rabbi Chibar, Abba Am Rabbi Yochanan, Al Yispal Odom El Rabbi Sheh Shem Chalonis. A person should only daven in a room, in a house with a window. Shenema, B'chavim Paschen Le'Balosei. A person in the Neil, and the Neil had windows open in his upper story, Negev Yerushalayim facing Yerushalayim. And that's the halacha, that even though a person should not be looking around when he's davening, the halacha is that a shul should have windows, and there's a minig that a shul should have 12 windows. The reason is that if a person does lift up his eyes during the tefillah, he should lift up his eyes to see the heaven and think of Hashem. Arav Kahana, chutzuf alai, I consider it a chutzpah, I consider it arrogant, man the master of a biksa, somebody who davens in an open area such as a valley. So Taisus explains, he asked the question that we learned, that Yitzchak davened in the field, and we just said you're not supposed to daven in the field. So Taisus answers that the biksa that we mean here is an open place where people walk, come and go, and they take away from the concentration of tefillah. But if it's a place that's miyuchat for tefillah, even if it's an open area, you're allowed to daven there. That's why the minig is that people, of course, daven by the Kaisan Aravi, even on the plaza there, it's an open area. But since it's a place that's miyuchat for tefillah, of course, like Yitzchak's place, Yitzchak's sada is taka the same sada, person can daven there. Vamrav Kahana, chotzvalai, considered arrogant, man mefarish chate. Somebody exposes the sins by telling people about it. Shneima ashrei nosri pasha. Somebody happy is a person whose averes were forgiven. Ksui chatal, who covers up his sins. However, the Gemara Masechta Yuma explains this is only regarding the averes ben adam lemakom, averes that between him and Hashem, and it's considered arrogant to expose the sins publicly because it shows that he's not ashamed of his averus, which is an arrogance. But if somebody's, but when talking about averus between Adam the Chaveroi, when one person another person, he should go and ask his friend. And Tosfos says even by averus, by Malam Lamakon, if by saying them he will have an embarrassment, that also maybe could be said berabim, because the embarrassment causes mechila. And the minute that we say all the alchets Yom Kippur out loud, even though there are many things that have been adam l'makayim, since it's just nusach ha-tfila, it's not something unique and personal to the specific mispalel, that's why somebody could say that even though it's a various kind of adam l'makayim.